My name's Jenny Butt, and we are in Clyde Street, Batemans Bay, and we're standing out in front of number 5 and number 7 Clyde Street. Number 5 is the now closed old Ned Kelly's discount store, and next door is the real estate and the ice creamery, and down the back is the locksmith.
It's a pretty average looking commercial street, low profile, lots of little shops. We're just opposite the river here. What's so special about this spot?
It's special for the age of the two buildings that were built in 1869.
And there's no sign now of any of that. And I'm intrigued because we're here to have a look at this heritage building, but really it's a facade that looks like something out of the 1960s.
Yes. Exactly, and the heritage part of it is really behind the cement render and behind the inside walls. So you need to be in there to remove those things and you'll see what the building used to be like when it was first built.
Let's go and have a look.
Yes, definitely.
Just to describe it, it's quite a long, fairly basic rectangular building originally, as we see in this photo, of brick, which was the kind of bricks probably made on site, I suppose.
No, now, they were convict bricks.
Were they convict bricks?
Oh, yes.
But they would have been made here, wouldn't they?
No. They were bought up in 1877 as ballast on their sailing ships.
Really?
Yes, from South Australia. Goodness me, you can see the convict markings on the bricks inside the building.
Fantastic.
Oh, they're so heritage.
What was this building used for?
This building was used for, at the back here, was used for store. Grains and fodder for animals that's going off to Sydney, that's coming in here. Anything that's bulky.
So that's why it would have wanted to have been a brick building.
Absolutely. But in the very beginning, I feel about 1869, when both of these buildings, around that time, it was timber. Because the reporters of the day say that Mr. Guy's two buildings are the most significant in Batemans Bay. And they are of wood and shingled roof. Now, because of the bushfires and because of different fires that broke out in this particular area, we've got to remember we're standing where it was just Batemans Bay. There was nothing else. When they bought the brick stand in 1877, that's when they started building around the wooden structure.
Oh, okay.
But then they also had holdings out at Nelligan at their sawmills, and they had convict labour there. So possibly they could have brought the convicts in to build this.
And then next to the building is the residence, is that right?
Yeah, the old residence. And we'll go around and have a look at the chimneys which still exist. And the paper describes this as a residence that has a beautiful flower garden, and the two trees out the front are orange trees with a white picket fence. Now, when Francis Guy built these, I think he was actually enticing his son to come back from America, who'd been sent there to bring his sister back when the Mormons came out here and took a lot of people back to the Promised Land, to California. Now, he goes off in 1857, but the Civil War breaks out in 1861, and he doesn't want to be part of the Civil War. So for him to come back with his young family, because his father's at Nelligan, his father's in Batemans Bay building ships and has a sawmill going, he says to him, well, why don't you come here? I'll build you a home and a store. Well, the whole family business stayed on then until, let's say, 1920, mm-hmm. when the grandson from the first Francis Guy sold it.
Would there be many other examples left in Batemans Bay of this era?
None. Absolutely none. This is it.
And if this render was stripped away, we'd see that original brickwork down there.
Oh, yeah. If we walk down further, you can probably still see some bricks there.
There's a bit of this render chipped away, and that's original brick under
that's
there.
That's the original brick.
This would be very straightforward to actually restore to the original look.
Yeah. My proposal that we've actually put in with the people that actually bought this now is to turn it into an emporium.
Who have you put the proposal to?
We've put it to the Village Centre and Bridge Plaza Management. They're the people now who are managing for the New South Wales local government superannuation group, who've had these larger buildings for the last 2 years, bought them off Stocklands.
And that group owns this building and these buildings around here, is that right?
Yeah, well, they own the big shopping centre, Bridge Plaza just here, and they've now just purchased this motor inn. Uh-huh. That goes.
And that's the motor inn next door to the building here.
Yeah, it goes in 12 months' time, they tell me. That. So when it goes, construction will start. Now, you can obviously see that this is in the way. Mm-hmm. We're so close, aren't we?
What's going to be constructed?
They're going to be putting in units, high-rise units, with car park on top and shopping in the underneath.
So your feeling is that this building could well be under threat?
This building is definitely under threat.
Let's go and have a look at the residence next door.
You're looking at the real McCoy.
There's an old fireplace here.
Yes, now you can see the old brick on it. You can actually age that chimney to be in the late 1860s, early 1870s.
Mm-hmm.
This one next door here.
They've used all sorts of material to build this wall.
And it could well have been used for lime burning.
Yep.
I don't know if they would have.
And it tells a story, doesn't it, of a way of life back then.
It does. A little bit of TLC, a few patches of guttering and such, and you've got yourself a lovely heritage house once again. It's listed as 1 acre, 1 rod and 34 perches, facing Clyde and North Street. On it is a store and dwelling of brick and containing 6 apartments, a kitchen of wood, an underground tank, stables and a coach house. So we know how vital it was for people coming and going from the steamers.
So people would get off the steamers, they would stay in the apartments, they'd have a coach house for the next stage of their journey.
Exactly, and we're at the gold rush time. Miners are coming in, they need to buy supplies and whatever, and this man was smart enough to open up a store at Mogo in 1867, and he was supplying to the miners. You know, remember, we've got 10,000 miners at Mogo at one period of time, and instead of waiting for the miners to come in, he was actually doing home delivery. He would take his produce that people would order to them because they were too frightened to leave their diggings. So, you know, let's say the man was the first to do home delivery.
It's better service than you get now.
How wonderful is it when you think about it?
Has it ever been heritage listed?
Well, this is our problem. Since 1987, Batemans Bay Museum has been putting in nominations, so have other members of the community, to council. It has been significantly recognised as heritage, and they're not quite sure if it has been listed or not, or if there was an oversight when they went from paper to electronic. So it could well have been an oversight.
Who's looking into it?
The Heritage and Strategy Planner for the Yubidulla Shire Council. So nothing will happen immediately, but unless the community has something to say about it, you know, people don't want it. Knock it down.
You know, it's gone forever. Never going to be replaced again.
Bit by bit by bit, and then it's all gone.
Yeah. You guys have walked by just while we've been talking about the building here. Is this the first time that you knew that around the back here you had this old chimney and the remnants of these old buildings?
The very Absolutely. First time we've heard anything about it, yes.
At all. The old convict bricks and just amazing. Yeah, can't believe they want to tear it down.
Do you think it's important to keep these things?
Oh, absolutely. It's our history. It's the heritage of Batemans Bay. And once it's torn down, never going to be replaced again, ever. It's gone.
With a car park, mind you.
So I think it's really interesting that we're here to talk about the buildings and the move to be able to protect them. But the question is, do people actually value the heritage? And here you are immediately having a look and valuing it.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Do you think people really want these things to be kept?
Oh, if they knew it was here, I'm sure there'd be a lot more interest. Yes, the story needs to get out to the locals. And I think there's enough local interest and local desire to want to keep their history. I love old buildings. I love looking at museums and seeing all the old stuff. Yeah.
You tend to wonder what it was like originally.
Yeah. And when you look at the buildings from out the front, you'd have no idea that this was under it, would you?
No.
So stand with me and say, no, we're not going to have this happen.
Yeah.
We want our heritage.
Oh, absolutely.
Once our heritage is gone, we're gone. Everything's gone.
I'm Mike from Weybridge in England, just outside London, and just here visiting some relatives. My sister lives down in Browley.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Mike, you've walked by while Jenny and Patrick and I have been talking about these two old buildings over here, and you've taken an interest in it.
It's interesting from a tourist point of view, especially since we sent all the convicts over here in the first place, to hear it's made by a kind of convict bricks and that sort of thing, and that clearly that's a heritage kind of worth keeping,
Yeah.
I would have thought so. And, you know, when you see all the other buildings, you know, I've seen places all over the world completely spoilt by overdevelopment. So it's nice to see, you know, efforts made to retain some of the original character.
Because there's not much original character around here. This streetscape that we're looking at, you know, I'd imagine that that could be pretty well anywhere.
You're absolutely right. I mean, actually, strange enough, driving around Australia, and I've done a few road trips in the States, I'm always tempted to drive on the right-hand side of the road, because, you know, the same sort of characterless type of overdevelopment is something that I always associate with the United States. Certainly, you know, you look there, that could be anywhere in the States. So if you can retain some of the specific Australian character, that would be great.
My name is Colin Patrick Budd. I am married to Jenny Budd, and together we're trying to preserve the history in Batemans Bay. It has a terrific history, and a lot of people don't know what Batemans Bay is really all about. Very important place, Batemans Bay, and a lot of people don't know that. People need to care about this, they need to love it, and they need to do something about it.
If the community knew about our history here, I'm sure that they would support.